You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us. Before we get started today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine in the market. I've said this multiple times. We own three of them. I want a fourth and a fifth. My AAD is listening to me, but they're so great. They work so well. They're so easy to set up. I think my record is 37 seconds or 32 seconds to set it up. But mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins, they'll take really good care of you. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's everything you need from a nationally ranked, we won three state titles. I think we were just talking recently, we've won over 460 games in our program and lost 130 over the last 20 years. And I think we know the secret sauce to be successful, the roadmap, what it takes on and off the court. So go over and check it out and enjoy the podcast. Bye.
All right. Welcome. Coaching Youth Hoops. Coach and I meet for like 3 hours and then we get like one podcast done. So
it literally... It's right now it's 9:44 a.m. my time. We started at 8 and we got one podcast in this week.
It's because we're too busy talking about other stuff. So we have to have like a talk meeting and a actual get stuff done.
Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty funny. All right. So before we jump into the podcast, which is about spacing, which I've got some ideas about spacing. I got
to talk. Oh, good. I can't wait to hear that.
But an idea that I'll probably tell you off the air. So I'm not going to tell you on the air about something we could sell. So what is your thought, Coach, on spacing?
Spacing?
Yes.
Well, I did this with my third and fourth grade team the other day, because that's where really kind of the idea of them helping them understand the concept of space can start. And I broke it down. And we had a discussion and I broke it down into, I said, at the end of the day, what are we trying to do? And they said, well, essentially, because I say this all the time, put the little ball in the big hoop. At the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. And I said, okay,
great. Stopping the other team from doing it.
And then stopping the other team from doing it. Yeah, we were just talking about the offensive side. And I said, okay, well, what is the best way to do that? And I said, what's the most efficient way of doing that? Because we talk about efficiency and scoring. And, they're coming up with answers and, and then finally they said, oh, trying to get one on zero with nobody in your way to go to the basket. I said, yes, if you had one on zero, that's the ideal, most efficient way to get to the basket, wide open layup, jump shot, whatever it is, nobody on you. I said, okay. Well, what's the, and then we talked about one-on-ones and I'm like, that's still pretty good odds getting to the basket. I said, at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do as a team. So when you enter the space of somebody with the ball, now you've taken that away from them. Now it becomes a two-on-two situation. And then we talk about that a little bit. Is that good? Is that bad? And then anyway, so we kind of just did this building block of, and I was using logic to some sort of degree, right? Versus like the being physically on the court and showing them why they need to be spacing. Because I thought, well, if I start with the why, which is trying to get to one on zero, and then what we built up to is, well, how do we get to one on zero situations? At the, and again, I'm talking to grade school kids, so it was very basic, set a screen, right, but doing some sort of cuts and things like that. And then they got that concept. And then I thought, okay, well, let's then scrimmage and see how this all, see how they think, right? And they did it. It worked.
It worked. How was the defense on it?
No, we didn't talk about defense at that point. It was just more.
Was the defense handling it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is like, were they open because of the defense, or were they open because of what you were saying?
Well, you know how in grade school basketball, what happens is they all like go to one side where the ball is and they just call clump together.
Right.
The beautiful thing is about it is they stayed apart. You know, they created that space. So the weak side didn't come over to the ball side, right? They stayed over there, and that they were doing down screens, and they were the weak side was, you know, working their own thing, because we had talked about that, right? And I said, what's another way to create a one on zero situation on the weak side? They said, oh, I can go screen for somebody, they can get open, and the ball handler, you know, hopefully will see them. And I'm like, yeah, and if they don't, then you get out of the way, right? So we did some very basic concepts like that worked, because then I was running up and down the court with them on the sidelines saying, space is your offense, space is your offense, space is your, right? So I was telling them that. And then of course we always have our ABCs, which is always be creating space,
right?
I said, remember your ABCs, always creating space, always creating space. So now that ABCs, not that just didn't become a word, now they knew why they needed to be creating space. Oh, we're trying to get a one on zero situation. And that's what we're really trying to work for. I'm like, yes. Okay, go. All right. So that's kind of how I taught the concept to a very young team that it was always trying to clump together. I broke it down into some logic, and then we went to practice, and then we went to a scrimmage, and me then, you know, running with them a full court scrimmage saying, okay, white team, space is your offense,
right?
And then I would freeze them, so right, and I'd say, okay, freeze, and I'm like, how are we on our spacing,
right? Yes.
And after 30 minutes of doing a scrimmage, they started separating, they started getting the concept, they started scoring, right?
Well, I think part of it is too, it's like, I don't think they know. It's even harder for my guys. It's like they don't even know if they know what single coverage is, double coverage is, you're getting trapped, all that. You got to kind of simulate that so they can kind of see.
Yeah.
Because they just get the ball and they just, it's like a bull in a china shop.
That's right.
You know, they're just going to go. Yeah, I don't.
Well, and then what is spacing? It's like basketball is very complex if you think about it, because now I'm going to say, oh, go screen on ball, but coach, you just told us to give me spacing, and now I'm bringing my defender over, right? You know what I mean? It's like, what is proper spacing, and when do I use proper spacing, right? Is it always five out? Well, no, as you know, it's not always just sitting on the edges, right, in the fringes, and then you have a four out one situation too, right? So it's very complex. But obviously, you got to start somewhere, and you got to break it down at the grade school level to be very basic, so they get the idea of spacing.
Yes, yes. And it's like, you got to show, right? So getting back to spacing and the youth thing is, it is probably the hardest thing to teach.
I agree.
In coaching. I'm not even talking about youth coaching. I'm just talking about like soccer coaches and hockey coaches and basketball coaches and football. I mean, it's all about creating space or taking space away. If you're on the defensive end, you want to take space away. If you're on the offensive end, you want to create space. So I think that is all of it. It's like, it's just kind of knowing how to teach that and break it down into small little pieces for them. And this is where some small sided game stuff can really kind of help. If you maybe break the court into half and do some 3-on-3 so they can read those specific things. But you know, I just think that's a great way to kind of go through the teaching of it and breaking it down. What do you do as far as breakdowns and the teaching part of it?
Yeah, I definitely do quarter court type of things, and you know, and have them just do that movement. The freezing seems to work really well too. So they understand, oh, I just brought my defender over to the ball side for really no reason. Right. And a lot of times you see the younger players just kind of like running from one side to the other. And, you know, what we focus a lot on is the, you know, movement with purpose and what you're trying to do. Right.
Right.
You know, that's what we try, you know, don't want to script it, but there's some scripting that does happen in the offense. So they know kind of next actions, if you will. But yeah, we break it down. Then we'll go to a half court 3-on-3 type of situation. Talk about what we're trying to achieve there, right? Wide open lanes. But I created this ebook because I think it's a great way. It helped me, and I've been using it as my Bible in practice.
Right.
How to help players. It's kind of twofold. It's helping coaches teach differently, but helping players remember plays. In this case, you know, remember spacing. So if you go to coachingyouthhoops.com/remember-basketball-plays. It's a free download, and it puts some
I'll put that in the show notes too.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah. Again,
so dash is where is dash?
next to the on the Mac, it's next to the zero.
Is it the top one or the bottom one? Is
bottom
it the
long one.
It's the little one.
Sure, it's the little one. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yep. Sorry, people, if you're like, I always get like /// or hash or whatever. Okay. Because I always put it in wrong when I'm doing it. But go ahead, coach. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And it's coachingyouthhoops.com. Remember basketball plays with the slash in between each of those words. Remember-basketball-plays. Yeah. And I mean, actually, a parent filmed me the other day. I had all the third and fourth graders sitting in front of me, and I had a whiteboard. And I was showing, so I show them, you know, I diagram things out step by step, and then we go do it. And right. That's just been an absolute game changer for us, is they're connecting the two, and they picked up the offense in a short amount of time by doing that. So when teaching spacing in this particular case is you really spend the time to be a teacher, coach, you know what I'm talking right. about, drawing things out because people learn differently. I'm showing them what it looks like, what proper spacing looks like. And that's why I said, you know, if you're using Game Changer, the app, you can show them the film of
right.
what spacing looks like. And yeah. I think that visual aspect will really help young players understand where they need to be and should be. But the breakdown drills definitely help. Again, share with them what you're trying to do. That we're trying to get a 1-on-0, so we have a wide open layup. What are all the ways within your offense that you can do that? I can set screens. I can set weak side screens, right? Flash to the ball. I can cut. I can cut hard, right? To see when you get the ball back, right? I can clear one side. You know, multiple ways to get that 1-on-0 situation, but you need to be moving together in sync.
Right. And it's hard at the youth level to talk about single gap, double gap, triple gap, like what they are, what they look like. You just got to show them those specific spacings. I agree. All right. Anything else, coach, with spacing? We could spend like
I think I want to leave with this. Spacing is difficult. It's a difficult concept to teach and to have the kids comprehend that, especially in basketball, where there's so many moving parts. But just be patient, break it down into the smallest, you know, minute level of to help them understand what it means. So,
hey, everybody, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, like I say. Tell your friends. That would be a good thing. Yeah, sell it. Share this on social media. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.